This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
There's a lot going on at the NFL annual meetings, and we're going to talk with Mark Raimondi coming up. But, Mike, something we've been discussing today, a couple of things that Raheem Morris said, and, of course, what our owner Arthur Blank had to say. We will get back into our Braves conversation. Grant McCauley's going to stop by, guys. We have yet to win a game, and I think we're in crisis mode. Everybody keeps saying, Dukes, it's early. Don't worry. We haven't looked competitive, and that's concerning to me with this Braves team.
Yeah, the bats are absolutely ice cold, and you got to feel, you know, at some point. I mean, remember last year I joked, or you made fun of me, because I said, well, the bats, we'll get back to our baseball card. And I said, well, Sean Murphy never got back to his baseball card. He couldn't hit his weight last year. But yeah, the pitching has not been great. That was always the concern. Grant Holmes, God bless him, going up against the Dodgers to start that series, not the way you want to roll. But we'll talk to Grant because, you know, Chavez came up, and now he's gone already. They've DFA'd him. And it's a lot of things and bad decisions or lack of decision making as far as bolstering the pitching is coming back to bite them.
No doubt. More on that to get to here on the show. You guys can always chime in, too, by the way. Text line 404-726-0929. We see all the texts. Appreciate you texting us. You can find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show's Dukes and Bell 929. First and foremost, a lot of discussion about Kirk Cousins. And why wouldn't there be? Listen, when you have the NFL annual meetings, it's not just our local media, it's national. And everybody wants to know what's going on with this situation. So even though we have been in the know and we've been covering this story extensively for you, a lot of people around the country, this is their only time to see Raheem Morris and get a chance to talk to him. He's not going to be there for the draft. They'll talk about their draft picks afterwards, and then we'll get to camp or at least OTAs and all the stuff that leads up to it. But there still may not be resolution. And so this is the time where people, you know, the Jay Glazers, Mike, right, of the world, they want to ask these questions. Here's the deal with what he said today about Cousins. He says, I know exactly who he is. There's definitely a human side, and we want to see him go out there and get ready for it.
Don't say it.
Be the best version of himself. This is not a thing where we're holding him back. Mm-hmm. If the opportunity presents itself that it's good for both of us, the Falcons and him, that's good. We'll certainly look to make something happen. That is what he said about Cousins today. But he also said, Mike, he doesn't expect to see Kirk Cousins at OTAs or any voluntary activity that they're going to be involved with. My thing is, why would Cousins show up?
Yeah, I mean, why? And by the way, I know that we have to play this game for the Cleveland Browns, whoever else we may be able to trade him to. It's just getting silly at this point. He's not going to be on the friggin' roster, okay? Yeah, I want to see Raheem manage that one, okay? We'll see how this quarterback room works and all the controversy that will come with that. So, I mean, this dog and pony show with Kirk Cousins, stupidest decision this franchise ever made, doing both quarterbacks, and now here we are, monkeying around with it, and Kirk's got he's basically in the driver's seat because he's got the no trade, you pointed that out earlier, and we'll probably not get any compensation for this year's draft, which is what most Falcon fans are concerned with, and that's why you're kind of hoping, maybe not likely, that Aaron Rodgers winds up in Minnesota, so maybe you get Pittsburgh in there and give us some leverage with Cleveland if that's where he's going to go.
Again, this for me, I said this to you guys earlier. Where are we at with this story? The same place we were 2 months ago. These are the same answers. The Falcons have not come off of this thing where they say he is going to be our backup. They've not come off of it. And so, again, they paid him the money, but, you know, our owner is saying the same thing. And that is, Mike, if a deal comes about, we're certainly explored. He spent an hour on the phone with Kirk Cousins. He admitted that today and then said, look, Kirk understands the situation.
But what does that even mean?
Well, I think he means he understands we're not just going to give him away. We're not just going to cut him because you call me and you want to be let go so you can go be a starter somewhere.
But yet he's got control because he controls the trade.
Yes, but the Falcons still have him under rights. And I paid you. I've already paid you. I don't have to do a damn thing.
Right.
And that's really what Arthur Blank is saying right now. Like, I've already paid for you. I can have you here doing absolutely nothing if I want.
What's the line from Top Gun? Japanese inspection. Lettuce rotting on the dock.
That's it.
All right. So that's where it'll be. So we'll have the world's most expensive backup, and we'll roll with that. And that won't cause any controversy of panic struggles or, you know, anything like that in the first few weeks. But, yeah, man, I just want this whole soap opera to wrap. Doesn't seem like it's going to come anytime soon. But, you know, I saw, you know, Coach talking about all these other things. And, you know, that phrase, we want to be the best guy. Yeah, they're all professionals, but you're supposed to be the best athlete you are. You're supposed to be. That phrase, it's kind of like, what was that resulting? There's certain catchphrases that franchises in this town use. We just want player X. Usually they're talking about Kyle Pitts because it's been the GM, the coach, and the offensive coordinator all said it one time in the last year. We just want Kyle to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be.
You don't want to ever get caught up into this term, which is called resulting.
Yeah, I hear you. By the way, good job, Landry. You know, you pulled something out this year with Dyson Daniels.
No,
we play defense.
Well, the Daniels trade, man, and
right? You got the right guy. I mean, again, maybe you either way with Sar or Risashe, but Risashe looks great.
Yeah, I totally agree. Here's a couple other things that we're talking about, and certainly you guys can chime in at 404-726-0929. As far as the personnel, because to me, Mike, this is bigger. This is, what are we going to do secondary-wise? How are we upgrading in this draft? What are we going to get? I've been saying coach these guys up that we don't know necessarily enough about quite yet. And Coach was talking about that, too. And specifically, you know, when you talk about the guys that we don't know a lot about, Coach Raheem Morris is saying exactly what Mike and I are saying. Trice and Rook and Dorless, the 24 draft class, he says they're really going to be helpful in getting us better. Talking about there are a lot of things that we haven't had a chance to see or be able to do with these guys yet. There is unseen potential there. That I agree with. But these guys, they got to show up.
But we don't know. I mean, it's a big if. And I wonder if they are banking, if we go corner, you know, and there's been more talk about corner. Even Coach Reed Morris mentioned they looked at offensive linemen, offensive tackles specifically. So that's always been a concern. You and I have said, hey, man, can McGarry really protect the blind side of a left-handed quarterback? I don't think he can, but they don't really ever seem to address that, and at least publicly. Maybe they feel otherwise. And would you think Falcon fans would be in their bag if that happened? If we actually went offensive tackle? Because there is a lot of perceived offensive tackles going sort of there between, you know, 8 and 18 in this year's draft.
Look, I don't know if I'd be disappointed because, you know, I told you yesterday they went to the pro day of what I think the best tackle and, you know, potentially coming out in this draft at the University of Texas. And Mike, if you pick one of these guys and you say at 15, this is given that we stay at 15, right? We're not moving? This is what you're saying?
Right.
Drop
down.
I can't be disappointed because you are investing in protecting your most important asset, your quarterback. But you're also telling me you have a lot more confidence in what we just talked about, in the Trices and the Rooks and the Dorlesses, that by not taking a defensive edge guy in this first round, or you feel like Leonard Floyd is going to be able to do what you think he's able to do and get you 10-plus sacks this season, and you're going to go ahead and invest in the future of your quarterback, which is protecting him. I can't be mad at that, but I do think a lot of Falcon fans would be like, what the hey, because again, what have we been talking about for 6 months?
Right. You always mentioned, you know, Shedeur Sanders and how this perceived, you know, maybe not the same level of Cam Ward, and now he's sort of dropping a lot of mock drafts. I have noticed, and you and I have talked about this before, that, you know, in some of these mock drafts you see from the big-name guys, Mykael Williams is definitely there when we pick.
Yes.
And he does kind of drop in some mock drafts. Jaylen Walker is certainly gone. I'm looking at Lance Zierlein. This just came out today from NFL Network. He's got us taking the best corner other than Travis Hunter. That's a Will. It'd be a Will Johnson.
Oh, he's got to take Will. Okay.
Yeah. Banged up last year, but
I like Jadae Barron. I was talking about Calvin Banks, the left tackle that they went and
he's
saw.
He's got him going with the 49ers at 11.
Okay. First rounder. I'm just telling you. I think Jadae, he ran a 4.3. I think he's more versatile. I've talked about this, Mike. And, you know, when you talk about Clark Phillips moving inside, okay, when you say, hey, we're in the nickel, and you've got Mike Hughes who can play inside or outside, and you draft one of these guys, okay, it doesn't matter. Let's just say one or the other. It gives you a lot of versatility. And DeMarco Helms is coming back. So there, now you're talking about a secondary that looks completely different than it did last year, potentially. Right. That's the issue.
And we talked about this last week, wondering what what their intentions were. They do confirm down there at the owners' meetings, Terry Fontenot said that Ryan Nuziel is center. He's going to be our center. So he'll give him a bump. He was a tendered free agent, restricted free agent, so they could always match anything that a team threw at him. So he'll probably, based on making less than $1 million, maybe bumps that up over 2 or 3. But Ryan Nuziel will be our center for the Falcons for 2025.
He started 8 games. They know what they saw. Like, the tape don't lie. And I said this. Did our running game suffer when he was in there? Like, when Drew Dahlman went down, did it suffer to the point where, like, you felt like, okay, they're crushing us up the middle? I didn't feel that way, and I certainly didn't feel like the run game took a hit. I don't think this is a bad move at all for the Falcons. I don't.
And, you know, whether they go, it's corner or edge, as you said, you just touched on it. We've got guys that we've drafted, but we just haven't seen them. And these are big, high draft picks, second and third round picks. And again, if Troy Anderson comes out and balls out, you know, that's all of a sudden, that's almost like getting a free agent.
It is.
Because, you know, he's played 9 games in the last 2 years. I keep reminding guys of that. But Arthur Blank, and I said this to you at the end of the season. If they don't make the playoffs, both these guys are getting fired. Arthur, you want to read between the lines? You brought this up earlier. Raheem certainly understands I was disappointed. Terry certainly understands I was disappointed. Yeah, of course. It's not a very long conversation. You blew it. You know, when you're 6-3 and you're in the driver's seat of the division, regardless of what happened under center. So these guys have got to produce a winner this year. It's got to be the playoffs.
You know how much money I lost? Okay, he didn't say that. he didn't say that.